you didn't bring me anything.
That'd be awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, please have a seat. We're going to go to work. The next item on our agenda is a series of about four policy reviews. The annual work plan for the Board of Education includes the review of governance process, GP, or executive limitation, EL, board policies. The board will now review board executive limitation policy EL2, treatment of parents, guardians, and community, and proposed revisions from the staff. We have all received a copy of EL2 and the proposed revisions. On behalf of the board, are there any concerns about the revised EL2?
Not for the first one.
No, in fact, I'd like to say job well done, I think.
Mike.
Job well done. I think the distinction between parents and families seems minor, but it really is a much more inclusive term for our families for whom their makeup is maybe grandparents or maybe, yep. And I thank the district for that.
Does seem like an improvement. Any other points to be made? Hearing no further discussion, we'll look forward to seeing this proposed revision return to the board for action on our consent agenda June 1. Next, the board will look at executive limitation policy EL7, asset protection, which is brought forward by staff to align with district policy. These proposed revisions are a result of changes to district purchasing policies that bring the district in line with federal spending limits for lower dollar amounts and to align Jeffco with similar limits of other large school districts in the state. District purchasing thresholds haven't been updated for many years, thus the new thresholds will account for inflation and provide efficiencies. Mr. Elliott, anything to add to that introduction?
No, we will be in your Friday update, your weekly update tomorrow. We will provide you some history in this area of what our purchasing limits have been, when we've made increases, as well as information on surrounding districts and the limits levels that they use.
So are some of these limits a necessity given the spending requirements for programs, or they're not a necessity, they're simply a practical adjustment?
They're practical adjustments.
All right.
It does seem to me that I have one question on this proposed policy.
While you're looking for your...
No, actually, I'm good on EL2.
I'm looking forward to that update. I think it'll be critical for me to better understand this as a practical update, knowing that I think, you know, community members really rely on us as board members to ensure that dollars are being spent responsibly and well. So I want to be sure that I feel confident that this doesn't impinge upon the level of transparency that really is valuable to us as board members to understand how dollars are spent in service of our community and students at our schools.
Any other issues related to EL2?
That was seven.
Group seven, sorry.
That was seven.
That is correct. EL7? Hearing no further discussion, we will look forward to seeing this proposed revision return to the board for action on June 1. We'll move now to EL10, executive policy EL10, treatment of students and proposed staff revisions. Mr. Elliott, anything to add to our discussion on the proposed revision of EL10?
This is a very straightforward one aligned with EL2. Just changing one word, I believe it was.
Well, and I just want to highlight that with both EL2 and EL10, I think we're really outlining an expectation that by policy, we will work with the stakeholders in our communities, chief among them, students and families, in a way that is truly respectful, collaborative, and recognizing that we're teammates in this process of educating our community's children. So my thanks. I appreciate the red line update and just the long-term commitment to these policies of treating all of our students and families exceptionally, respectfully, and well.
Okay. Any further discussion? EL 10? Hearing no further discussion, we'll look forward to seeing this proposed revision return to the board for action on June 1. And we move now to GP 13, which is committee structure. On April 6, the board reviewed governance process policies 1 through 17 with revisions brought for study on GP 13. Committee structure. Since that time, additional revisions have been brought forward by the staff related to the District Accountability Committee, Content Review Committee, and Resource Review Committee to align with district policy and DAC bylaws. Any board concerns related to GP 13?
Mr. Mitchell, President Mitchell.
Mr. Elliott.
We've had some conversations around GP 13 to District Accountability Committee and membership approved by the board under B to include at least one business community representative up to 10 at-large representatives. While we reference statutes, we thought it might be important to pull out specifically identifying the definition of parent. So that would be in this policy. So what we would recommend is simply to add a line in there that says alignment with statutory requirements, which note that parents are not eligible if related to a person employed by the district, where related or relative means a person's spouse, son, daughter, sister, brother, mother, or father. So just pulling that language and putting it from statute, putting it in here so that there's clarity, because we do get questions as to why can't I be a parent member if my son happens to work at a school? As opposed to forcing people to go read the statute itself. Okay. Might be a little more user-friendly.
So it's really a clarification.
Clarification. So we would put that forth for the June 1 review, final adoption.
Any other discussion from the board? Okay, hearing no further discussion, we'll look forward to seeing this proposed revision return to the board for action on June 1. We'll move now to public comment, part two. I hope some of the people are still here, but I must say we'll allocate 3 minutes to individual speakers, and we'll allocate 10 minutes to groups. Let's go ahead and begin public comment part two. I had allowed Terry Stroud and group to move to part two. Is your group still here, Ms. Stroud?
She was an individual.
She's an individual.
You know what?
I started as a group, so you're not crazy.
Okay.
Because I had a group of high school kids.
Debatable.
But then I was an individual and I wasn't even going to speak. But then I decided.
We're happy to see you.
You know what, Ms. Stroud? You have 3 minutes regardless of what I said.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you. I wanted to start with gratitude. I see you guys working so hard up here and you're accomplishing really good work. So I just wanted to start with gratitude about that. And thanks for what looked to me to be a very transparent superintendent search and a superintendent who understands our challenges in Colorado. So much gratitude for your hard work. But I did note when I looked at board docs this morning that a letter that I wrote to you right after that first board meeting where the GT salaries were on the list had a star by it. So the details that I shared about the genesis of that center are not in the public record, and I wanted to share some of that information publicly, even though you guys have already read it. So that happened because a group of three GT advocates met with Dr. Stevenson 10 years ago and key members of her cabinet, and we talked about the need for support for our GT high schoolers at that time. Following that meeting, the district staff started to plan the GT High School program modeled after the few offerings that existed in the country at that time. And not far into that conversation, Wheat Ridge High School was announced as a possible host of the site. And Mr. Wirth was a new principal there, and he embarked on a significant process of research and collaboration with the teachers in that school to determine whether or not they wanted to host this site. And I was witness to these conversations because I was on an advisory committee as one of the parents that started this trouble. And I just need to let you understand that thousands of dollars were spent on professional development for the Wheat Ridge High School teachers. And that professional development's been going on now for 10 years. So that Wheat Ridge program isn't just about the two teachers in the center. It's about a whole building full of teachers that understand the traits of gifted kids and understand how to compact and address those kids' needs. Because the GT class is just one. They're also taking six academic classes, as you heard, and some of them are doing quite well. So I wanted to say, as we discuss what are we going to do with the GT High School, you can't pick it up and plop it over at Green Mountain or somewhere else, not even picking that place. I'm telling you, this is an investment that the district made starting 10 years ago, and I'm asking you to carry that forward, because I'm really concerned when I look in these kids' eyes, and they're fearful. These sophomores and freshmen don't know if it's going to be there for them, let alone the eighth graders and the seventh graders and the fifth graders. We've set a precedent for an amazing program, and we've got to make sure that it goes forward. And I don't really understand what the sticking points are, but just please know that this isn't a shot in the dark. We've been working at this really hard for 10 years. That's all I have to say. Thanks. Oh, and I wanted to share, this is from Ms. Lee, because she did have to go home. It's an event at the center. It's the welcoming for the freshmen, and it's really fun. If you could join them, they'd really appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I assume then that Lisa Lee will not be speaking. Next would be Marianne Whitney. Is Marianne here? No. Coming up next then would be Robert Greenewalt.
Before I get started, I'd like to publicly thank the retiring Wheat Ridge High School principal, Griff Wirth, and his two retiring assistant principals for all that they have done to create the culturally accepting environment at Wheat Ridge and all the work they have done over the past 8+ years to integrate and contribute to the success of the district's high school GT program while simultaneously addressing the academic needs of all students at the school. Once a farmer, always a farmer. It is so unfortunate that the district staff put you into a position of feeling that you couldn't support significant populations of students at both ends of the academic spectrum. I don't know what Terry Elliott was talking about tonight when he says that the GT program wouldn't lose money because the budgeting for outcomes says, and I quote, Wheat Ridge High School would see a transfer of $50,000 of their GT Center funding to their alternative pathway funding for the 2017-18 school year. I'm having a hard time reconciling what is written with what was said tonight. But what was written certainly sounds to me that you're effectively cutting $50,000 from the district's high school GT program for the 2017-18 year in the BFO. But I guess I can't say I'm surprised. I guess it goes back to 2 weeks ago when I talked about how the community can't trust the district staff and board. This solidifies that belief and demonstrates that we can. I guess we now know why no one on the district staff wanted to form a committee to discuss sustainable funding for the district's high school GT program, because they just decided unilaterally and behind closed doors to cut that funding. What happened tonight was sneaky, duplicitous, and once again demonstrates a total lack of transparency of this district staff. Kevin Carroll even had an opportunity to discuss this with me 2 weeks ago, but didn't. So if I have this wrong, there was an opportunity to prevent this. All we asked for was a forum to discuss all the issues and come up with a collaborative solution. You could even grant that this goes against your own direction from the February 9th board meeting to collaboratively find a sustainable solution. Trust, leadership, integrity, and transparency. We certainly can't expect that from this district staff. Their actions tonight are beyond belief and are truly disgusting. Actions speak louder than words, and their actions demonstrate that their words in support of the high school GT program were just lies.
Thank you. Next, Tina Gerdikian. I'm determined to get it close.
Good evening. I just want to take this opportunity to share my thanks and appreciation to you all for your hard work and diligence throughout the superintendent search process. I am super excited about the superintendent finalist, Dr. Jason Glass. I've followed him for about a year and a half now and know that he will be able to inspire and, importantly, unite our district. A few things I appreciate about him: he's an articulate communicator, a proven leader, has a PhD, is a seated superintendent. He knows the budgetary crisis Colorado schools face, and he is a vocal and bold advocate for students. It's very clear from these qualities that this board not only sought out, but prioritized stakeholder input on the qualities we've shared with you that we value most in our superintendent. It has been refreshing to see a board work transparently through this process as well, which is something we did not see from the board majority in 2014. Dr. Glass was selected unanimously by all five board members. Dr. Glass meets the criteria stakeholders put forth for what we are looking for and our next superintendent, and the board has been transparent about the candidate selection process throughout the duration. Ray and Associates did an excellent job of providing a robust selection of candidates from all over the nation. Dr. Glass clearly and understandably rose to the top. I look forward to Jeffco's future under Dr. Glass's leadership and know without a doubt that he will strive to always do what's best for students in Jeffco. Thanks.
Thank you. Tammy Story, please.
Good evening, President Mitchell and members of the Jeffco School Board. I'm honored to stand before you tonight to express my deepest appreciation for the enormous effort you exert in your roles as directors of the Jeffco School Board. This spring, you have demonstrated a unique ability to work with minimal resources and create a best-case scenario for a budget framework and also contract negotiations. You have been able to sincerely project your willingness to listen to the widely varied stakeholders and commit to engagement as team members in creating solutions for tough circumstances. I am so grateful for your recognition of the importance of this work and the impact that it has on the entire school district. As a community member, oh no, it won't scroll. Okay, it's because it's not a touch screen. Okay. As a community member and parent of two Jeffco graduates, I have invested decades as an active volunteer to support the success of Jeffco schools and public education. I've witnessed dramatic change and evolution within the district over the years. The development of the decision alone to seek a new leader for the district is extremely complex, and I marveled at the dedicated process that transpired. Your sincere focus devoted to a valid nationwide search with a respected and effective superintendent search firm was a great first step. As important as it was for you to have an open and transparent process, it was possibly more so to the community. Along the way, the various stages that evolved each provided opportunities for engagement with the community or for details to be provided on the status. Many options were available for the community to offer their input on the characteristics they deemed critical for a new superintendent. Meetings were held with numerous stakeholder groups of staff, students, community members, the business community, and others. An online survey provided for over 4,000 responses along with 1,000 comments. Armed with all of this input, a description of characteristics was shared with the community and became a foundation for the posting. It was so encouraging to see the community's work was valued. Once the search was underway, the details of 825 touches to prospective candidates in 46 states, 69 completed application packets, 11 top applicants to review, and 6 applicants to interview gave the community a sense of how the process was unfolding. This validated to the community that the process was sound. The willingness by the board to reveal those details was extremely important in providing transparency. I'm not surprised to learn that the decision to identify the finalist among the 6 was difficult and challenging. It is clear your focused effort did not relieve the weight you felt of the profoundly important decision before you. I can't think of any other board decision that carries greater long-term implications than the selection of an individual to conduct the business of a school district the size and quality of Jeffco Schools. The buzz about Dr. Glass, the superintendent finalist, is nearly deafening. It's obvious that his current neighborhood of supporters will miss him greatly, but also wish him well in this next step. Thank you so much for your incredible dedication, focus, tenacity, and devotion to creating the best educational environment for our families, staff, educators, and mostly for our kids. I can't wait for Dr. Glass to land full-time and get to work directing Jeffco Schools. I look forward to the relationships you all will develop with him in your work, and more importantly, thank you for your best effort on behalf of 86,000 students. The decision to seek a new superintendent, the process followed, and the selection of Dr. Glass was so essential, perhaps now more than ever.
Thank you. And our final speaker in part two is John DeStefano.
Thank you, board members. I'm here tonight on behalf of JCAA, Jefferson County Administrators, and I had a rather long speech to give you on behalf of them, but I've narrowed it down to one run-on sentence, so bear with me. First, great superintendent search. We thank you, board, and the search firm, Ray and Associates, and our chief HR officer, Amy Weber. You guys did a great job in the superintendent search. It's the best pool Jeffco has had in at least the last 30 years. Number two, great choice. We're very pleased with your choice of Dr. Jason Glass. You were right, Mr. Mitchell. He earned our trust. We think the world of him. Many of our people have know of him and about him from many different places in education in Colorado. Finally, thank you so much for giving the district a much needed fresh start. It's very important for Jeffco Schools at this time. Thank you. You're the best.
Thank you. That concludes public comment part two. Ms. Neal, would you join us for a discussion of our work calendar?
Yes. So your next meeting is May 16th. It's a special meeting at 5 o'clock in this room when you will appoint a superintendent and approve a contract. Then your next meeting is June 1st, your next and regular business meeting. Right now, we are still pending whether you'll have an expulsion appeal. So you may start at 5 o'clock with some community engagement, or you'll have an expulsion appeal. You'll have honors and recognition, which is the District Art Purchase Award, so you'll have new art hanging behind you that you and the acting superintendent have chosen at the art shows this spring, and the students who hopefully will be able to attend as well. You'll have the Wayne Carl Awards, which we do those every other year. That's about 20 minutes worth of recognition of community leaders supporting our schools. And Ralston Valley High School girls basketball, who won the academic award for the state.
All right.
You'll have two ends discussions, the District Unified Improvement Plan progress update, and an ends discussion of MAP spring data, and then the adoption of the budget, which you've discussed at almost every meeting. And then you will make appointments to the District Accountability Committee after you have an opportunity to receive information on the applicants that we will be giving to you tomorrow in the weekly update, and I believe you're having some opportunity to meet with them at the end of May. I don't believe we'll need the June 15th meeting, so that would be the rest of your year.
Nice.
I did have one question. The things that are up on the top there are things we didn't get to. What do we do with those? My one question next to my name is the alternative high school program overview. It's still sitting up there at the top. What happened to that, and where's it going?
It probably will be better in the fall. We still are gathering data, having conversations. It went from one or two schools to all the programs.
I would like it to be as great as these presentations were tonight. I just want to make sure that it continues to carry over.
Yeah, it would carry over. This list carries forward.
Excellent.
Yes. And you'll have graduations
in May. I do have an observation that I'd like to share. I know, we originally had on our agenda trying to host a reception for our new superintendent. And I noticed that has been blacklined, or a line has been drawn through it. I checked on that with you today, but I'd like our public to know that we are working on trying to introduce Dr. Glass to our public, and we will continue to do that. However, it seems he does have a job to do up in Eagle County, and we have to honor his commitments up there as we try to ask him for time to meet our public down here, which is a priority for us, and we just need to keep working on that.
We'll just find another date.
Okay.
Anything else? Board work calendar?
I am curious to know if and when we'll have a conversation about a potential summer/early fall board retreat. July, August, we'll have a new superintendent. Do we want to have a conversation about ballpark when to do that? And if not tonight, when should we visit calendaring that?
I thought we'd talk about waiting till we had that finalized and then so he could be included in that conversation.
Well, that's what I was doing, but.
So is it possible that we'll be able to look at that June 1st, or are we knowing that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
Yeah, I think we want to make sure that we keep that in front of us too, because our board would like to schedule a day-long retreat with our new superintendent early next fall.
Okay.
Summer.
I'd say end of the summer. Before school starts.
Yeah, I guess that's what I meant. Early July.
Okay.
Probably in July.
We'll have this discussion later. So.
Yes. Yep. Talking before we start our board meeting.
Absolutely.
Next year. Yep. Okay.
Bueno.
Similar to what you did this past year, probably.
Yeah.
Anything else on our work calendar, team?
Are we going to have another board work calendar June 1st, or is this
yes.
it? Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations, here we come.
Yes, we got a schedule of those tonight in our files. So I think, thank you, Ms. Neal. I believe that concludes our work for tonight, and this meeting is adjourned.